You're listening to a Franciscan Voice podcast, your voice for all things good.
Ave Maria, my name is Brother Solanus Mary. Listeners may not be very familiar with the term Fathers of the Church. So who were these Fathers of the Church? In simple terms, they were ancient writers who lived in the first 8 centuries or so, and who instructed others in the faith, in the teachings handed down from the apostles. Not all of their writings have survived. You will probably have heard of at least one of them, Saint Augustine of Hippo, probably the greatest of all the fathers. The fathers are sometimes divided into the two separate categories of Western fathers and Eastern fathers, depending upon their origin. By Western, we mean those belonging to the Latin Rite, or, if you like, the Roman Rite. By Eastern, we include those belonging to the Greek, Syrian, Armenian, and Coptic Rites. Those fathers who lived during the first couple of centuries after our Lord are usually termed the Apostolic Fathers. They lived during or shortly after the time of the Apostles themselves, hence the name Apostolic. These fathers include such names as Clement of Rome, Ignatius of Antioch, Justin Martyr, Polycarp, and Irenaeus of Lyon. Because we are going back such a long time, information about their lives is sketchy, and, as I have said, not all of their writings have survived. Irenaeus is an important character. He is sometimes said to be the first theologian in the proper sense of the word. Indeed, some consider him the father of Catholic dogmatic theology. Irenaeus was born in Smyrna, in present-day Turkey. We are not certain when he was born, but it is thought to be around 130 AD. He became a disciple of Polycarp, who was bishop of that city. Polycarp, in his turn, had been a disciple of St. John the Evangelist. It is important to remember this link to the apostle. Irenaeus, disciple of Polycarp, disciple of John. We are not certain when Irenaeus left Smyrna. However, we later find him in Lyon, in the country of Gaul, that is, present-day France, where he was ordained to the priesthood. He eventually became Bishop of Lyon. Irenaeus is best remembered as defending the Catholic faith against the heresy of Gnosticism, a heresy which was very prevalent at that time. His best-known work is the treatise Against the Heresies, and more of that anon. According to tradition, Irenaeus died a martyr's death, around the year 200 AD. His feast day is celebrated by the Church on the 28th of June. Irenaeus was one of the earliest writers on that part of dogmatic theology known as Mariology, that is, the study of Our Lady. Indeed, some consider him the first Mariologist. Let's take a look at his treatise, the part that deals with the Eve-Mary parallel. In the second chapter of the book of Genesis, the first book of the Bible, we are given an account of the creation of our first parents, Adam and Eve. We are told how God placed them in the garden of paradise, commanding them to eat of every tree therein, except the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. The chapter that follows goes on to tell us how the serpent tempted Eve to eat of the fruit of the tree of knowledge, and how, after she had eaten the fruit, she gave it to her husband, who also ate it. And so came about the fall of our first parents. In pronouncing a curse on the serpent, God also announces for us a future event. I will put enmities between you and the woman, and your seed and her seed. She shall crush your head, and you shall lie in wait for her heel." This promise of a future Saviour is known as the Proto-Evangelium, the first gospel, the woman being the Blessed Virgin Mary, and her seed being Christ. Saint Augustine once remarked that the New Testament is hidden in the Old, and the Old Testament is made manifest in the New. In order for us to fully understand the New Testament, especially the Gospels, it is necessary for us to have a knowledge of the Old Testament. Many of the Church Fathers, in commenting on the aforementioned passage from Genesis, have demonstrated for us a parallel between the woman in Genesis who cooperated in the fall of the human race, Eve, and the woman who cooperated in our redemption, the Blessed Virgin Mary. This is usually referred to as the Eve-Mary parallel. In his treatise Against the Heresies, Irenaeus develops this Eve-Mary parallel, a parallel that was first demonstrated by Justin Martyr. Irenaeus writes, "Even though Eve had Adam for a husband, she was still a virgin. By disobeying, she became the cause of death for herself and for the whole human race. In the same way, Mary, though she also had a husband, was still a virgin, and by obeying, she became the cause of salvation for herself and for the whole human race. The knot of Eve's disobedience was untied by Mary's obedience. What Eve bound through her unbelief, Mary loosed by her faith." What Irenaeus tells us here is very important for our understanding of the role played by Our Lady in the economy of salvation. To elaborate, by her disobedience and her offering of the fruit to Adam, Eve played a significant role in the fall of mankind. Mankind was destined to live under the curse of original sin whilst awaiting the coming of the promised Redeemer. It was through the obedience of another woman that the promised Redeemer came to us. As we read in the first chapter of St. Luke's Gospel, a heavenly messenger was sent to the humble Virgin Mary in Nazareth, asking for her consent in becoming the mother of the Saviour. Ever obedient to God, Mary gave her consent, and thus the promised Redeemer, the Saviour of mankind, would be born of her. Cardinal Newman, now St. John Henry Newman, was one of the most profound theologians of the 19th century. He began studying the writings of the Fathers of the Church long before he was received into the Catholic Church. He wrote many beautiful pieces on Our Lady, including one entitled Mary, the Second Eve, which incorporates what Irenaeus had been writing about. The teaching of Irenaeus has found itself included in magisterial documents of the Church, even in recent times, such as Ad Coeli Reginam, the 1954 encyclical by Pope Pius XII, which introduced the Feast of Our Lady's Queenship. So until the next time, this is Brother Solanus Mary saying thank you for listening and Ave Maria.
To find other episodes and more content from Franciscan Voice, follow us at our website at franciscanvoice.org.